Chapter 4.
The prayer of the creative human spirit. Prayer is important. It not only serves as communication with God in terms of fellowship, but it also affects your life in many other ways. Prayer can shape a man's future. It will determine the kind of things that will happen or will not happen in a man's life. This is why it's important to learn to pray effective prayers that achieve results. To get a clear understanding of how this can be achieved, reference will be made again to the book of Genesis, the account of God's creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Amplified Version says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 in the Amplified Version. The words created, moved, and made have distinct meanings that influence the comprehension of these scriptures. Move originate from the Hebrew word rakaf, which means to brood or to flutter. Its particular implication, however, is to relax. Therefore, when the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, the best synonym for move will be brood. Brood means to sit over something so as to hatch or to bring forth. If God was sitting over the earth, it means he was brooding, and if he was brooding, that means he was relaxed. Since moved implies being relaxed, that tells you that the Spirit of God had a plan he was brooding over so as to bring forth something. At that time, there was darkness everywhere. The world was a chaotic mess. Isaiah 24 verse 1, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh waste and turneth it upside down and scattered abroad the inhabitants thereof. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 23 to 26 confirms the situation of the earth at that time. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. However, God was settled. He had something on his mind that he was settled about. His mind was fixed on something that he wanted. Though the earth was in disarray, he was neither double-minded nor unstable. The Spirit of God began to brood over the earth so as to effect a change. Genesis chapter 1, verse 21 and 25. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth. The words created and made are used here, but they both have distinct meanings. Create is derived from the Hebrew word bara, which means to bring into being. In other words, all the things God created did not exist before that time. He brought them into being. Made, on the other hand, is derived from the Hebrew word asah, which means to make out of previously existing materials. The two materials that were available to God were water and earth, the ground. All he made was brought forth from the water and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Make here is referring to shaping, fashioning, making from previously existing materials. It was God's suggestion to make man. So in verse 27, the Bible tells us, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we see that God formed man from the dust of the ground. He did not create man from dust. He did not bring man into being from the dust. Rather, God created man in his own image. It was after bringing man into being that he formed man out of dust. God was therefore able to rest from all his work, which he created and made as indicated in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. Genesis 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and it was so. Looking at the scripture, you will think God just said, bring forth, and the vegetation came forth. However, before he spoke, he had been incubating deeply, brooding over these things and meditating on them. It was only after meditating that he spoke, and it was so. Even when God spoke, the plants and trees did not just spring out of the ground because Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 states, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. God had not caused it to rain, so the plants could not grow. Nothing appeared on the earth because there was neither rain nor a man to till the ground. The only thing that could have been there would have been a seed. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11 confirms that God said the earth should bring forth grass and fruit trees, and it was so. Yet in the above scripture, you discover that rain was needed for these plants to spring up. Every time God said, let there be, he was speaking, creating, bringing into being. The Bible testified to this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God had been meditating, brooding over the earth. It was only after this that he spoke words of faith that brought all creation into existence. It all became a reality, for the Bible tells us that he saw that they were good. While God was creating all things, they were not physically tangible, but he created them with words. He spoke to the materials that were available to him. What materials are available to you? What do you have with you? Don't say you don't have anything. You may not just have observed what you have. When God spoke to Moses at the burning bush, he asked him, what do you have in your hand? Moses could have said, nothing, but he answered, a rod. This previously seemingly unimportant rod became the rod of God that Moses used in performing miracles. God had the waters and the earth. He began to brood over the whole earth, and finally, when his faith was fully mature, he spoke. When he spoke, the things did not seem to appear physically, but they appeared to him in the spirit world. He then took steps to put in place all he had said. Creation is done in your spirit. As the word is spoken, it transforms your imagination into reality. Reality does not mean tangible. Rather, it means truth. It exists and is there whether or not you can touch it. Prayer gives birth to ideas. Prayer is important. If you really want to bring God into your situation, you have to pray. When you pray, something happens to you. Many people don't know how and why they should pray. Every time you want an idea, you'll get it on your knees in prayer. It's that time your spiritual eyes are open and you begin to see. Then God can communicate with you through your creative spirit and something will come through. God will always give an idea. This is the key to all the things you want. So an idea from God is all you really need. With that idea, you can be. With that idea, you can get. And with that idea, you can have. You must therefore spend time in prayer until the visions come to your spirit. You must continue to brood over those dreams. Brood over those desires until you can speak the word that will bring them to pass. When you speak the word, upon that vision you receive in your spirit, it becomes a reality, but only in the spirit world. It is the ideas that come to you while you are praying that will bring your vision into the material world. If you meditate upon these ideas long enough till you are fully persuaded and they become real to you, your dreams will materialize. But you don't stop here. You have to go beyond praying and catching an idea. The idea must fill your thoughts and affect your confessions. The idea must be so strong in you that it becomes real to you. You must pray about these things often so you can visualize yourself in that desired position and begin to act like you are there. You have to spend more time in prayer to bring your ideas to materialization. Jesus Christ spent time praying, and every time he came down from the mountain, tremendous miracles were brought. Do you want to achieve your goals? Then make up your mind. Through prayer, you can effectively change your life. You can get what you want. Spend time in prayer. Don't wander around looking for somebody that will tell you what to do and how to do it. You are a child of God, so spend time to pray and God will tell you what to do. He will give you an idea. No matter what you are going through in life, take time to pray. What is that thing you are praying about? What is that thing you want God to do for you? First of all, think about it. Set your mind on it. Then get on your knees to pray. Things do not just happen. You've got to make a deliberate move. Set it in your imagination. Then commit it to God. Ask God what you should do. Pray about it in the spirit, then talk about it. By praying in the spirit, you are charging your own spirit and preparing yourself to get aligned with God's thoughts. At a particular point in time, the visions will come to you. While you are praying, it is possible that God will bring the visions to your spirit. He will begin to speak to you even when you are still speaking to Him. This was how I got my first office. I had decided what kind of office I wanted for the things we would be doing. For days, I lived in this dream. I began to speak it. It was so real to me. One day, driving through town, I noticed a building with a sign, "To Let." I took a look, and it fit my picture perfectly. But here was the problem. I had no money. Before I knew what I was really doing, like a big shot, I had walked up to the house and told the agent I would pay in 2 weeks. But the money was not there then. However, within the stipulated time, through unexpected sources, the money came miraculously and the office was paid for. But it all started when I had it in my imagination. Make up your mind not to waste your time. Don't be a drifter in life. The future is here and it belongs to you. Whatever you want to do will work. As long as you set your heart upon it, it will happen. Your dreams must come true. You must have a testimony in your mouth and a song on your lips because God has done for you what you wanted Him to do.